12 years old though. So they're a little embarrassed. So drashi shagila pirkim lagila shonim. Sheesh klem cyrus, they have the hair growing on the bottom. Kilo agila pirkim, as if they're 12 years old already. Vein lagila chlal shonim, they weren't 12 years old, these girls yet. Uboishis akach, they were embarrassed to have the hair there. So what do? Is b'naisa niyim, the poorer people, teiflus teisim besid. They used to use lime, Shmid himself was lime, and that would make the hair come off. B'naisa shirim, the richer people, teiflus teisim besolit. They used to use fine flour. That they put on the body there, and that would make the hair come off. B'nais malachim, the people, the king's daughters, b'samam hamor, they would use better stuff, b'samam hamor. Shenem rapota says, shisha chadoshim shem and hamor, what type of, the gemara, my shem and hamor, what is that? Machlokes. We have Huna by Yirmiyahu Amar Sitchis. So Rashi says, Lo Yisparish doesn't know what it is. We have Yirmiyahu by Rabbi Amar Shemen Zayish Lo Yaviyu Shlish. Kids that used to put upon themselves olive oil from olives that didn't grow even the third right. That type of olive oil was something good for the body. It made the body very smooth, and it even made the hair come off there on the bottom of by the erva. So that's what the Benoist Melechim used to use. So the kids, so that's what the Mishnah means. Of Aftipuli Noshim, this shmir, this type of a seif that's made from flour, that's chometz you shouldn't use on Pesach. Tanya of Yudhuaymer. Anifkin is Shemen Zayish Lehevi Yishlish. That's what it's called. For Loma Sochaloisai, how come they shmir, why do they put this on the body? It makes the hair fall off there. Umadin Esabosar. It makes the bosar very smooth, very nice. That's why the young girls used to use this, to take the hair off by the Mokum Erva, and to make... Again, Zeaklau, Kol Shumim Min Dogin. That the Mishnah says, anything you have flour inside it, so the Mishnah says, if it's a tarubas, or else Chomis Niksham, you're over Balav. If you eat it, you're over Balav. But Karas, there's no Karas. That's the Chiddush. If you have a piece of bread that gets mixed up into something else, but tarubas, there's only a lav if you eat it now, no chiyuv karas. Tanya, Omer Rav Yeshua, v'chimayach esheshaninu, kol shehu, min dogin, harei zeroi v'bepesach, since the Mishnah says the klal, anything that has flour inside it, has from these five type of grains inside it, you should know there's an aveira to use it on Pesach, loma monu chachav meseilu, why did the Mishnah have to say all these cases? Kutach habavli, sheikh ramodai, let it just say the klal. What do I care what it's called? This is called kutach habavli. So what? The side is, if it has flour, chametz inside this dish, you can't use it on Pesach. Why does the Mishnah have to say the names of these different type of dishes? And the Gemara, kidei sheyehei rogo behem uvishmosayim. There's an Indian, yes, you should know these different type of dishes, you should know the name of it, and you should know what it's made up from. Because in the Nogeya, kiho, like this maisa, kiho diahu. Ba'amarov, a person from Eretz Yisrael, Ikloy Lebovel, he once went to visit in Bovel. Heavy Bishra Badei, he wanted to eat fleshiks. He had a piece of meat with him. He sat down, teated supper, he had fleshiks, he had a piece of meat. Omalahu, so he told the servant, whoever was there, Krivule me tichli, bring me something to eat with the bread, or with the meat. He wanted to have some other spices, some other food to eat. He didn't just want to eat his bread and meat, he wanted to have some lift and something to eat with it. A side dish. Shoma, to kamri krivale kutach. So he heard where the people there said, bring for this person kutach. He wants to have another side dish to eat with his meat. Let's bring him kutach. His kivon, the shama kutach pirish. As soon as he heard they're going to bring me kutach, he right away went away and said, don't give it to me. Why? Because the Mishnah with nose says kutach habavli, and the Gemara explains what is kutach habavli made up from. It has milk inside it, and it has salt inside it, and it has chametz inside it. So Mel, if you want to have a dinner made out of fleshiks, you can't eat kutach. Because kutach has milk inside it. So it's nagaya to know what these things are made up from. It's good to know the ingredients. You want to know what food is, it's good to know what the ingredient, what this dish is made out of. So today you should know, if you want to have fleshik, this is milk, you can't eat it now. So it's such an Indian to know food, know what the food is made out of. That's why the Mishnah says all these cases separately, to teach us exactly we should know what the ingredients of these things are. So we should know when yes to eat it, when not to eat it. Right. So the Mishnah says that these strings have a lot. If you eat this kutach habavli, that you have here bread, and you have salt, and you have milk mixed together. If you eat it on Pesach, there's only a lav, there's no chiyuv karas. So tomorrow, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds? The chometz, dog and gomer. We have mamish, real chometz in your dish. Ayedei tarubas, just that it was mixed up. Like these first cases, this also sheikher hamodai, that was beer. The beer itself was made from something else, but they used to throw some barley water into it. Now, the barley water is chametz. That's not much barley that was made with water became chametz. So they threw the chametz into the beer. So the beer has now a terubas, a mixture of chametz inside it. But our Mishnah says, if you eat it now in Pesach, you're only over lav. That's one chiddush. And vayta v'nuk shebeinai. These last cases in the Mishnah, these are melem, shel tabachim, or else these kolen shel seferim, these are called chametz nuksha. It's pure chametz, it's only pure flour and water, but it's not 100% chametz, it's bad type of chametz. They didn't let it rise completely. It did not come 100% chametz. It's only 50% chametz. That's called nuksha. The nuksha beinai, and pure chametz, that's nuksha, belav. Who's the Tana from our Mishnah that says there's a lav if you eat either one of these two things? Like Rashi says, Man Tana de Masnitsin Yislay Chomet Dogen Gomershin is Arev Bimin Acher. If you have your bread mixed up into milk and salt, the Eino Bien, it's not then, Shenimuach, it got dissolved there. Inami, that's one case. Rashi learns, not then means it had to be dissolved. If it's not dissolved, if your mamash have a piece of bread in your dish, Shenem Shit Yabi Chayev Chorus. That's mamash called eating bread. On Pesach, we take your bread and put it into soup and eat it. Avad will be a chiyuv karas. That's called eating bread. Hayde terubas Rashi learns mean nimuach, means the bread got dissolved in the dish. It's a dish now made out of milk and bread, and the bread got dissolved there. So now there's only a lav if you eat it on Pesach. Inami, another case is the Kiddush Mishnah chometz nuksha. What does that mean? Rashi says ra. That's bad type of a chometz. The isa bena, it's here by itself. Musaran alachilo asoy belav. There's a lav if you eat it. Tiktoni Masista Mishnah says, Kutech HaBavli, V'Sheicher HaModai, Chometz Dogen Gomer, these things are pure chometz, Elo Shenesara V'Dover Acher, it's mixed into something else. V'Tachshite Noshim V'Einahu, Mashenkin, the seif that the Noshim use to put on the body to make the hair come off, that's made out of pure flour. Elo Nukshehu, what does that mean, Rashi says here? The Einah Royal Achila, it's not edible, it's not so edible. That's a shrekite, the churb. It's ainu roy, it's not edible at all. Usually we had the gemaras before. Something that you eat, shayna derech achilo, you're potter. And here the Mishnah says, if you eat chometz nukshah, there's a lav. So why does Rashi say it's ainu roy l'achilo? So some want to say it just means it's not edible 100%. It's only a little bit edible. Or else you have to say, nechnami, here there's a chiddush. Even though chometz nukshah, Rashi is saying it's a bad type of chometz. Good chometz means you have your dough, and you let it rise nice, that's good bread. That's called good chometz. Bad chametz means you didn't let it rise good enough. It was half risen, half chametz, half not. That's a bad type of a chametz that most people don't eat it. There's a chiddush though. If you eat it on Pesach, you should know there's no chiddush. You're over balav. There's a lav eating chametz nuksha. Who is a Tana of our Mishnah that holds these two chiddushim? Regular chametz mixed in a tarubis is a lav, and this bad chametz is also balav. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Rabbi Meyahi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meyah. The time you learned in the Brice like this. Seyer. Seyer means also dough that started to become chametz but didn't become chametz really yet. Rashi says Seyer means Shlenis Chametz Kol Tzorkei. It's a dough that didn't rise completely yet. So it's a machlekes. What kind of dough are we talking about yet? But it says the Brice to Seyer Yisorif. You have to burn it. Mashmit's called chametz already. Nice to the cowboy, or it's a syrah. Then it says, no, you don't have to burn it, but you can give it to your dog to eat. Mash mesmuta banor and Pesach. V'yoichla baboyim. And then it says, if you eat it, you get malchus. So, churma hagufa kasha, takasha is brisa. Or Matthew just telling me this type of a dough that started to rise, but didn't rise completely. Say you, sir, this type of a dough you're telling me now is called chametz. Yep, you have to burn it. Alma, what do you see if you have to burn it? Also, Bano, look who you're telling me this is called real chametz already, that you have to burn. For the Tani, then the Brisa says no. We're nice to lefnei cowboy. You're allowed to give it to your dog. Alma muta Bano, you see it's muta to have Bano from it. So it's a zero. And the Gemara like this, Hachikomer. This is what we mean to say. Say ya yisorif. You're supposed to burn your unleavened bread. What does that mean? The Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. Rav Meir according to Rav Meir Shita, and the Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda according to his Shita. There's a machlokes, what point is this dough considered like chometz already that you have to burn it? That's the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. The Rashi brings down. Sayla to Rashi. Sayer, Rashi Shlonis, Chametz Kot Sorkoi. Sayer, Pligi Vamastisin. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah later of Memches. Rav Meir Kori Sayer, Eshech Sifu Ponot. You have this dough. and it started to rise a little bit, that the top already got pale. Shechsif upon it, the top of the dough changed colors already. Zel tchilas chimutzei. That's the beginning of the rising of the dough to say now it's the beginning to become chametz. That's what Ramei Ashita is. And at this point, it's mamish, you have to burn it, it's called chametz already. Ulu Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda does know. At that point, have a seyer shehischa lisadik. Here Rav Yehuda does know. What's called seyer? When it's more than just changed colors, but it started to get cracks inside the dough. Krasadokin dakin kakarni chagovim. Echelakan. You had a few cracks in the dough. That's called the beginning of chametz, Rav Yehuda holds. Avo shechsif upon him. If you had your dough that stayed a little bit, true, it changed colors, but no cracks are there. We have Yehuda Matzi. According to Rav Yehuda, that's nothing wrong with it. It could be 100% matzah. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Now, Rav Meir holds, no, Rav Meir holds, as soon as the dough changes colors already, it's called chametz. Now, the Rav Meir's at Rashi, karni chagovim, chametz gomeru. According to Rav Meir, if the dough not only changed colors, but even got cracks in it already, that's mamas called chametz gomer. Now, the Brisa says like this, v'ochi chokha komer. Here's what the Brisa means. Say a yisurif, you have this dough, you have to burn it. What type? The yosef bano, tak yosef bano, you have to burn it. Is say the Rav Meir, machzif upon it. Yisurif Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, as soon as the dough changed colors, you have to burn it. That's called chametz according to Rav Meir. The say the Rav Yehuda, now Rav Yehuda holds no. When do you have to burn it? And his shear is, the Rabbi Yehuda, when it gets already cracks in the dough. When you have cracks in the dough, that's when you have to burn it. So that's shown at the beginning of the Braitha. So the Mahokha Kama, Seya Yisurif, this type of a dough that has a shame chametz already, you have to burn. The Rav Meir, the Rav Meir. Rav Meir says as soon as the dough changed colors already, that's the beginning of chimutz, you have to burn it. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds no. When do you have to burn it? A little bit further. When the dough got a little cracks in it. That's called the beginning of chametz. But before that, the Yehuda says there's nothing wrong with it. Now, the noisel of the cowboy, that the Braita says, you're allowed to take this dough and give it to your dog, mashmet not osabano, I'll tell you the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about the type of a dough that just changed colors. Rabbi Meir sayer, that it didn't have any cracks in it yet, it only changed colors. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, sheet that's mamash matzah gomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you give it to your dog. It's not called chametz at all. Has Ramey, the shear of Ramey, that the dough changed colors, is nothing to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, at that time, you're allowed to give us your dog, it's mutter banor. Who the shalom should even mutter teed it, l'chura? So tell you, Staka speaks out. For those of the Kabul, the Ramey, Rabbi Yehuda, midirais afilu bachinu shari. Midirais, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is even mutter teed it. Like we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, until there are cracks in the dough, that's nothing. There's no chametz here at all. If it just changed colors, it means nothing. So midirais, you're allowed to eat it. Kedamina perakam with the chulin, the matzah mal you see, elam the rabbanon also. But with the rabbanon, though, if you just made this type of a dough that already changed colors, you shouldn't eat it with the rabbanon. But avad if it's mutter banor and pesach, you're allowed to give it to your dog. That's what the Yehuda holds. So it's good to brisa that this type of a dough that just changed colors and has no cracks in it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called chametz. You're allowed to give it to your dog. The yoichlei biaboyim. If somebody eats it now, he gets malchus. Also the Rav Meir. That goes according to Rav Meir shita. That Remeya holds, this type of a dough, if you eat it on Pesach, Remeya holds, what is it? It's only the color changed, so that's called the beginning of chametz, which is called chametz nuksha. That's called dead chametz. It didn't become real chametz yet, about it didn't rise completely, it only started. So this is called chametz nuksha, and Remeya says, if you eat it, you get malchus. Is Shaminila Remeya, we hear from Remeya, that nuksha b'nei balav. This is mamash the case of chametz nuksha. This is the dough that started to rise, but didn't rise completely. All what happened to it, just the face, the color changed. That's the beginning of chametz. That's called chametz nuksha. So according to Rav Meir, you get malchus. It could be according to Rav Yehuda, you don't get malchus. It's only chametz nuksha. But Rav Meir is the one that says you get malchus for eating chametz nuksha. Now, the Gemara is saying a svar now, that Rav Yehuda is saying, v'chol shechein chametz dogen gomer, ayedei terubis. Like Rav Yehuda is the one that said that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Now all we hear clearly, Rav Meir says, is that chametz nuksha get a malchus. Rav Yehuda is saying, mazuch you get malchus, the chametz nuksha, pshito, of course, you get malchus if you have real chametz that just got mixed up with something else. I said, adei tarubais is the biggest svar to get malchus according to Rav Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Yehuda says, the time of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. That you just have to find Rav Meir holds, chametz nuksha gets malchus, so kal v'chayna, for chametz adei tarubais also you get malchus. That's the way Rav Yehuda learns pshat in our Mishnah. Tomorrow, Rav Nachman Amar no. Rav Nachman doesn't hold from this svara. Rav Nachman holds no. Idei Tarubais is the biggest svara to say it's less of a svara to say it's awesome than Chometz Muksha. So Rav Nachman says from Rameya, you can't say our Mishnah goes according to Rameya. Because according to Rameya, I tell you only Chometz Muksha is over Malav. But maybe Chometz doesn't gomer Idei Tarubis. There's no love, maybe. So therefore, Rav Nachman has to say our Mishnah goes according to somebody else. Rav Nachman Omar Rav Lezi. Our Mishnah has to go according to Rav Lezi. The Tanya we learned like this. Al chometz dogin gomer. If you eat pure chometz, oinish karas. If your mama shake a priest of bread and leave it on Pesach, pshit yichayv karas. Al iruvay. What about you take this bread and mix it up into milk and let it dissolve in the milk? You only drink it now. It's called the tarubis of chometz. Palav. If you eat it now, that's called tarubis chometz. You only get malchus. There's no chiyav karas. It's only a lav. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Dechachov, Marv Dechachov, say no. Al chometz dogen gomer oinish karas. If ye eat pure chometz on Pesach, you get karas for that. Al eruvay b'lay klum. If ye eat a tarubis of chometz, you took your bread and you dissolved it in water in the soup and you eat the soup now. If mediraisa it's mutter. There's no lav even. There's no lav for tarubis chometz. That's the machlokes for Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakam and the Chachamim. Now. So Rav Nachman says that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. Why? For Shamina Lel Rav Lezer the Yomer Chometz Dagen Gomer Adei Tarubas Balav. We see Rav Lezer sheet there is if you have this real chometz that you mix up with other foods. There's a lot of eating it. So Rav Nachman knows there's a Kal V'Chaimah V'Chol Shechei Nuksha Beinai and Avada and Avada if you eat chometz Nuksha also you get Malkus feeding it. As Rav Nachman holds chometz Nuksha is the biggest fraud to say there's Malkus. Because chometz nuksha is then, it's the chometz by itself. I didn't rise completely. So what? That's so called chometz to be overlap. Ma'ashenka, there are day tarubas, it's not so posh, maybe it should be bottled. So therefore, Rav Nachman had to find Rav Lezer that says that even if the chometz is mixed in with other foods, still it's palav, that's how it's good, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. So Gemara explains that what the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda is. For the more of Rav Nachman, my time will be Rav Yehuda. Why doesn't Rav Nachman say like Rav Yehuda that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir said that chometz nuksha, you get a lav. If you eat this unleavened dough, it's not completely chometz yet. It's only just started to change colors. You get malchus. So why didn't Rav Nachman say that's our time of the Mishnah? Amalach, because Rav Nachman's story is, I'll tell you, Dilma maybe, Ad kan lo kam Rav Meir hosim ela nuksha beinai. When did Rav Meir say you get malchus? Only if you eat this chometz, this unleavened dough, but our core part of it's ben, it's the dough by itself. It's not mixed into something else. That's a more stronger isser. That's why I understand you get malchus. Because this dough is complete, it's not mixed into anything else. It's not 100% dough, it only started to get chometz. There's a law for that. But maybe, our chometz doesn't gummer. Even if you take pure bread, i.e. terubas, but you mix it into some other food and it gets dissolved there, loy, Rav Nachman was a swara, that's not so chomer. Maybe there you don't get malchus. Therefore, Rav Nachman said it wouldn't be as sufficient to say the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, because I would not know Ayde Terubas. Therefore, Rav Nachman had to say, who does our Mishnah go like according to Rav Eliezer? Rav Eliezer says clearly, if you take your bread and mix it into something else in the Terubas, still there's a lav. So according to that Svara, Rav Nachman knows, Pshita Chomas Nuksha is also a lav. Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yehuda's Svara? Just the opposite. Rav Yehuda, my time will learn like Rav Nachman. How come Rav Yehuda did not learn like Rav Nachman? That our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer, that holds Tarubas Chometz is Belav. Well, Omoloch, Rav Yehuda holds the Svara just the opposite. I can't learn come Rav Lezer. From Rav Lezer alone, I wouldn't know both dinim. If I only know Rav Lezer, I would say, when did Rav Lezer say there's a lav? Hosem el Chometz dogen gomer de Tarubas. Maybe only when you have complete bread, it was completely Chometz. Now you mixed it in with some other dish, that's when there's a lav. Because you started out with pure Chometz. Avu nuksham b'yenai. But if you have this unleavened dough, it didn't become chometz legamri. It only started to become chometz. It's only the dough changed colors, but it never became chometz gamr. Maybe like, maybe there won't be any lav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Therefore, from Rabbi Lezer, I don't know the din of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said, who does our Mishnah go like? It goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says clearly, chometz nuksha get a lav. The male according to that svara, pshita get malchus if you have eat chometz adei terubis. Martani kavos of Rabbi Yehuda. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yehuda's svara that chometz adei terubis is more chomer than chometz nuksha. But the Brisa says like this: Kol machmetzes loisachelu. This is an extra posse that says any type of chometz you should not eat on Pesach. Kol machmetzes loisachelu. The Rabbis is coming to include kutach habavli that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach.
Kutach HaBavli, what is Kutach HaBavli? That's a Tarub as Chametz. That you have the bread, that they mixed it up into the milk and it got dissolved there. So the Braisa says that's what's also to eat on Pesach. You can't eat Tarub as Chametz. The Sheikher HaModi, that's also Tarub as Chametz. That's the barley that was mixed into the beer. The Chametz HaDomi, also, that's the barley that was mixed into the wine to make the vinegar there. The Zeisim HaMitzri, also it had the Chitim or the Serum inside it. These are all type of Tarub as Chametz. These are the things we say you're not allowed to do on Pesach. But it doesn't say anywhere about Chametz Nuksha. This Braisa doesn't add Chametz Nuksha. So you see a Svara that Chametz Tarde Tarubas is more Chomer than Chametz Nuksha. Because this Braisa doesn't mention any Chametz Nuksha. Mashma Chametz Nuksha, there's no Averim. It's only us that teach Tarubas Chametz. That's like a view this Svara. That Chametz Nuksha is less than Tarubas. Yochel, I would think maybe the Braisa says, Yeyonish Chorus. Maybe if you eat this Chametz, that's a Tarubas Chametz. Maybe there'll be a chiyuv chorus. But the pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes mash many chometz yiroyva." So who didn't should be a chiyuv chorus? Talmud Leima. No, another pasuk says, "Ki yichol oichel chometz v'nichrasam." But the pasuk says another pasuk, "Whoever eats chometz on Pesach gets chorus." So it's a diyuk. Al chometz dogin gomer oinish chorus. If you eat pure bread by itself, that's when you have a chiyuv chorus on Pesach. V'aleruvoy belav. But if you only take the bread and mix it into a tarub as a mixture and eat it with something else, when it's dissolved, Rashi learns, then there's only a lav. Now, man shamad lei, who's the tana di omar, ale ruve v'lav, that holds that eating the chametz, ayideya tarubis, when it's mixed up, there's a lav, Reb Lezi. That was Reb Lezi shita. So this braisa goes according to Reb Lezi. V'ilu nukshe bein aloi komar. And this braisa doesn't say any cases of chametz nuksha. It doesn't say the case of tipule noshim. Why doesn't this braisa say also tipule noshim? Shema mina yavaraya nuksha. When you have this tipule noshim, that's this dough, it's not the true, it's made from real flour, but it's not edible. It's a bad type of a dough. It's chametz nuksha. The Rabbi Elazar Lesley, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no lav. So you see a svar like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you only told me there's a chia for chametz ayde tarubas, I would not know chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is less. Since that chametz, like Rashi learns, is not edible, not people don't need it. That's a svar. The Torah didn't answer it. Only according to Reb Meir, there's a special limud to say chametz nuksha also is oivrim. But if you just tell me tarubas, I would not know chametz nuksha. That's the right Reb Yudis svar. For the Torah now, Reb Eliezer eruvay belav minolei. How does Reb Eliezer know that if you take this bread and mix it into another dish and it gets dissolved there, that if you eat it on Pesach, there's a lav? How do we know there's a lav? We just got finished saying, because the pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes lo yistachelu." Mashma, any type of a chametz don't eat. Not only pure chametz, even on the other terubis. For the Gemara, this is the pasuk, "Ihochi koris nami lechayim." You should even be chayiv koris then if you eat this dish that has the bread mixed inside it. So the pasuk says by koris, "Ki chol oichol machmetzes v'nichrasa." Another pasuk. Now before the pasuk was "Ki chol oichol chametz v'nichrasa." So that's one pasuk. If you eat chametz. But there's another passage that says clearly, "Ki yichol oicha machmetes v'nichrasom." Whoever eats machmetes, you get chorus. So you're telling me now, machmetes means even tarubas chametz. So the passage says you get chorus for it also. And the Gemara knows, "Hahumi boil lekatanya." This passage that says next to chorus and says machmetes, you need for another drosha. I need lekatanya, like we learn like this: machmetes ein liyelash and eschametz mielav. I only know that the chiyuv chorus if eat chametz that rose by itself. The chametz me'elav means you only put the flour and water, and by itself it rose into chametz. That's when you chayev chorus. What about machmetzes nachmas dover acher? You put something else into the dough to make it rise. Like you put yeast in there, you put apple juice inside, you put something else in there to make it rise faster. How do I know that's also called chametz that you get chorus? Talmud loyma kol machmetzes v'nichrasom. That's the limud. That any type of dough that was risen, no matter how it became chametz, even idei davar acher, still yechayev chorus. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the true, the lav nami lahachu diyosam, if you tell me now for machmetz, don't come to tell me. True, it has to be 100% chametz. The chiddush is just if something else is put in to make it chametz. Not only pure flour and water, but even if apple juice, something else came in to make it chametz, for that also, you get chorus. Obizoy, maybe when the pasuk says the first pasuk, "Ki kol machmetz lestachelu," maybe also sony for that. To tell me, if you eat this chametz, you get a lav. So how do I know that tarubas chametz is belav? How do I know? And the Gemara know. At the time of the Rebbe Lezer learns out like this: Mikol. It says the first pasuk, "Kol machmetz lestachelu." The lashon kol means something more, not only real chametz, but even chametz that they terubis also is belav. It says lashon kol. Tavlai mekol machmetes. For the Gemara, ihochi for the Gemara, koros nami lechayiv. We're still back to the kasha. Yishdivim be mechayiv koros also. To aksiv the pasuk of koros also says. It says ki chol leicha machmetes v'nichraso. It also says lashon kol ki chol leicha whoever eats machmetes v'nichraso. So maybe ki kol also tells us not only chametz by itself, and even are they tarubas. And the Gemara no. Humi boiler lekatanya. This ki chol leicha machmetes v'nichraso by the lashon of koros that it says ki chol leicha machmetes. You need for another limud. This time we learned like this. The Katanya, machmetzes. We skip something. Again, even for chametz, says only yellow and chametz from a melev. Machmazorach, and that's only machmetzes for nikrasom. For the mori hakad lav, nam hakad yosef. Yeah, I skip something. Went all this. At the time of the Rebbe's like this from here, mikol. Also, nam yiksev kol. Whom he boiled l'rabbis es anoshim. From the word it says by a chorus, ki chol leicha machmetzes for nikrasom has come to tell me even women, even noshim. Nosh, that what? If an ish eats chametz on Pesach, she's chayav koros. How do I know if an ish eats chametz on Pesach, she's chayav koros? From this pasuk, ki yichol leicha machmetz v'nichrasom. Whoever eats chametz gets koros. Not only men, even women. That's what we need the pasuk, ki yichol leicha machmetz. So therefore it's good. By the koros, it's only telling us women are chayav. But by the lav that it says, kol machmetz leisachelu, that's come to tell me that chametz are they terubas, you get a lav. Throughout the Gemara Noshim, you want to tell me how do I know that women are chayav koros of these chametz on Pesach? Midrav Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. We know it's from someplace else. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chein tana the Rav Yishmael. Omar Kro, the pasuk says, ish or isha, a man or a lady, ki yase mikol chates odem. If they do any type of an avera, that the chayav korban there, the chayav malchus, they get their oinshin. The pasuk is saying, Hishva Kosev, the pasuk makes it equal, Ish Lisha, a man to an Isha, L'chol Oinshin Shebat Torah. There is any lav, any time a Torah says a lav, don't do something, that lav applies to a man and to a lady equally. So we know already, since there's a lav not teach Chometz on Pesach, and if he did get Chorus, Sheet if an Isha eats Chometz on Pesach, she also gets Chorus. So what do I need a new pasuk for? Ki Chol Eich HaMachmetz V'Nichusa, to tell me even an Isha. Sheet an Isha gets Chorus. So tomorrow, no, Itzrach. I would think maybe Chometz is different. Itzrach, I need a special pasuk here. Because Salkotai, the Chemin, I would think, Hoyu, Uksiv, Loisoichel Olav Chometz, Pasuk says,